Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It is Monday, and you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. I want to say hello to everyone out there. Just remember, I can't write, see, talk, and be able to get in the ethers all at once. So I'm taking the time to tell you that I love seeing my chatters, my listeners, and my callers. I want to send a shout out to Caribbean. I know you're there. And I had a question already by, I think, Maxie. Maxie, this is what I see before we get into the show. I do see that your daughter will be, she's a Libra. I feel she's air. So I see that she is really trying to make what she's doing work. And it might be a little while yet, about 8 months, before she actually can make it work where she doesn't need a supplement. So if you can manage that until then, great. If not, she just might need a part-time job. So that's what I'm getting from Spirit. Now, everyone, today is so cool. Can everybody hear me out there? Sometimes I can't hear myself. Yes? Oh, good. Okay. So today I would like to continue talking about angels. And we talked about earth angels. And today we're going to talk about archangels and the hierarchy of angels. And I am so, so excited that I can bring this to you because I have an angel speak with me and I'll be getting to Candy in just a few minutes. But first, I kind of want to tell you a few things before I bring Candy in to chat with us. If you know who I am a psychic spirit medium. I also am an RN, a life coach and a counselor, and I rock all kinds of things, but the best is that I am able to be here with you on the air, on the radio. And so if you like my show, please like and subscribe. You can also get me on iTunes, which is podcast. So you can take me with you while you're walking, while you're driving, anywhere. And please tell all your friends about me if you like the show and ask them to like and subscribe. My website is BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. And you can go there and you can read a little bit more about the show. So today we again are going to talk about angels. And I'm so excited because I was like, oh, where do I start with archangels? And I know that when we do a prayer, we always include our archangels and especially Archangel Michael. And that's who today we are going to look at. But it is so cool because I always look at Michael. Michael's in the front, Gabriel's in the back, Uriel is to the right, and Raphael is to the left. I hope I had that order right, but that's how I put them. And they surround us, they protect us, and they help us. But they all have different roles in doing that. And today, we are going to look at Archangel Michael. There are more orders to angels than you think. There are 9 orders of angelic beings. And the 9 orders can be broken down, which is really neat, to what they call spheres. And there are 3 in each sphere, which of course then equals 9, starting with the ones that are closest to God and going down to the ones that are closest to our 3D world. So I think that's pretty cool. And we'll get into that in our next show on angels, unless I have time to do this one. But I'd like you to welcome my angels speak, who comes and brings messages from the angels, tells us about the angels, rocks with the angels, and certainly is an angel herself. So I am going to introduce you to Candy. Candy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I get so jazzed when we're talking about angels, you know, because nobody, you know, when I read about angels and when I look at angels, when I see angels and feel them, everywhere believes in angels. I don't know anybody who doesn't think in some way or another that there are angels in any religion and out there. So to me, angels are so important because they span the universe, what we 3D think, and they are with everybody and can help everybody. Don't you agree?
Yes. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't have it, you know.
Yeah, because, you know,
I'm looking there, but I haven't ran into any.
I'm sure, you know, I've read so many different religions and I don't rock with any ones that really, you know, are created on this earth, except that I am born Jewish. But we all believe in angels. And I know all the Christians believe in angels and Buddhists and Zen and all those people. So angels are the best of the best. They help us. We look at them as being beautiful. We see what we want to see, even if their energy has a different form. But they are just so beautiful, and they come to us in beauty and help. And today I thought we would start talking about Archangel Michael, who's a really cool dude. So what do you have for us on Archangel Michael?
Well, Archangel Michael is the guardian of guardians. He is the leader of all guardian angels, and he is also the protector of all of us. So if you need protection, you call upon him, and he'll help protect you.
Well, and, I love, yeah. Go ahead.
He is also associated with the colors royal purple, royal blue, and gold, which also, those colors are actually royal colors, like the queens and things like that. They have those colors because they are the highest of highest colors. I also picked a card for him of Archangel Michael, which says, I am with you, giving you the courage to make life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose.
Oh, see, and, I love that.
Yeah, and he's also the associated with the third eye chakra, which is the blue. And he has many tasks, really.
Well, you know what? He also, because he's purple, he's royal purple, has to do with the crown chakra, which comes into our third eye. So, you know, if we don't have our crown chakra open, you can't get anything into your third eye. So I love that he rocks both colors, a deep, beautiful purple, which is our crown chakra, and that beautiful indigo blue. Or, you know, that is just so absolutely radiant that he's right around our third eye. He also, there's also a gemstone associated with him, Candy, and I love this gemstone. And let me tell everybody who wants to be closer to Archangel Michael and actually channel him because when you wear this gemstone, so it is said that you are closer to hearing Michael and to possibly channeling him. And it's Sugalite, and let me spell it for you if anybody doesn't know which gemstone. Sugilite is aligned with Archangel Michael's energy, which is just fiery and awesome. And if you wear Sugalite, you may find yourself channeling profound and loving messages from Michael. So I just love that we can hold crystals and hold oils and hold color, which I love, and bring them into our lives and bring those angels in with us. Is there anything you have on Michael?
Well, also Tesla Muse in chat room just stated that he always has a sword of truth and justice. And
absolutely.
That he cuts away things that no longer serve us, which is true. And this is interesting. His totem is a white wolf.
Ah, you must you resonate with that, Candy. You've sent your white wolves out many times to help people.
Yeah, that's one of my spirit guards is a white wolf. Her name is Shiloh. That's
absolutely. Yeah, you can also call on Archangel whenever you are afraid or vulnerable. And he comes immediately because he's going to come protect you. He gives courage and protects you from anyone who might intend harm. And that's what why, thank you very much in chat. That's why he carries that big sword, because he's not going to let anybody harm you. And he is going to cut away all the untruths and lay out the truth. And he gives courage and he gives advice. He's fiery energy, and his presence is enough to make you sweat. Maybe that's why I sweat all night.
Right.
But he is really cool. I know that, and we're gonna ask people when we get to the phone lines how you see Michael. But you know, I always call on Archangel Michael to protect myself, my family, my soul friends. I call on him to protect the show, so, and to bring in positive energy. It is really cool because this is something I didn't know and I was reading about, but and this is funny because now we're going to go into Mercury retrograde. He can be called on to fix electrical and mechanical devices and guides and directs those who feel lost or stuck with respect to their life's purpose or career path. I don't think we think of Archangel Michael like that. And I'll tell you what, maybe that's what we need to do in this Mercury retrograde, because all of our devices and electrical stuff goes haywire. So
maybe
that's why we needed to talk about him today, because I think next week, the end of the month, goes Mercury retrograde. But did you ever know that he ruled mechanical devices and guides and directs those who feel lost or stuck?
I think I heard that somewhere last year when we were talking about Mercury retrograde. I forgot who brought that in.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And I've heard that one before.
And about career paths. I mean, think about it. Like, we always call him to protect us and protect everything. And we always look at his beautiful color and his fabulous sword. He always reminds me of the King of Swords. I always look at Archangel Michael and I look at that King of Swords and I always think of him. But I can tell you, helping you on your career path and your life's purpose, career path here makes so much sense, because he can download things to you and show you the way, I guess. So I never thought about that. I always use him for protection. I don't really, you know, I didn't really realize we could call on him for career paths of our in our 3D world. So I've learned something.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's very interesting.
Yeah, and I wonder what some. And, you know, I'm going to have somebody that's, I have a guest coming named Tom, who is going to give us all the different crystals and what you need in your life to resonate, whether it's love, whether it's money, whether it's archangels, and what you need to bring to you and why. So I'm excited because I don't know Sugalite. I can only imagine it's got to be either blue or purple is what I'm thinking.
Purple. Right. Yeah. Like, you know, amethyst is also associated with him too. So that's the purple.
Yes. And I love that. I love that you can, if you carry this, I'm going to try it, and you get Sugalite, you might be able to channel profound loving messages from Michael. And I love that because I always love loving, of course, and channeling is my favorite thing. I can't just channel, so I love that. And you know, it's interesting that and then we're going to go to the phone lines. But what's really interesting is the order of angels, because I would have thought that the archangels were at the top. But let me go through, and then you can make a comment. But yeah, here's the spiritual hierarchy. The first three are the angels who serve as heavenly counselors. They're the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. Yeah, cherubim.
Yeah.
And the thrones.
That's the first choir.
Yes. The second sphere are angels who work as heavenly governors, and they are the dominions, the virtues, and the powers. And Archangel Michael rules the virtues, and that's what I was looking up. The third sphere is angels who function as heavenly messengers, and they're the closest ones to the 3D world. That is the principalities, the archangels, and the angels, being nine. And the archangels are eight, the principalities are seven. That's the third sphere. So I didn't even realize that. I thought the archangels were right there in the first sphere, but they really aren't. They're really here, close enough to help us. So what do you think about that?
It's very interesting, because what I gather of the higher tiers, they are the ones that not even the angels or archangels can look at them, because they are so bright, they're so beautiful. And that's why we in our 3D world, we can barely see the angels, because they're so bright. That these are much brighter, much powerful, and closer to God, or whomever you say.
Yeah, whatever, any source, whatever you want. God, I believe in God, but you know, any type of source. Well, what's the second sphere? Angels who work as heavenly governors. You know, you think about it. Well, the first sphere is the one closest to God, the highest order, is the angels who serve as heavenly counselors. Well, have the next second sphere is those who work as heavenly governors. So it must be that the counselors put out the word, and the governors bring it to maybe that third sphere. And the third sphere are angels who function as heavenly messengers. So it must come down all, which is exactly what, you know, I've never heard of the principalities. That's something I am going to look into. If anybody out there knows, please write in chat and let me know what the principalities are. But the archangels and the angels are the ones closest to us in the 3D world. So I love that. And we're going to go into the next time we talk about angels, we're going to go into the seraphim, the cherubim, the thrones, the dominions, the virtues. We're going to go into what each one of them are and how they help us and why there are those ones that come in threes, like the sphere, the first sphere, the second sphere, and the third sphere. Why some are closer to us in the 3D world and some are closer to God, and what's in between. So that is our next show on angels. So please tune in. We'll do it once a week. But is there anything else you'd like to say about Archangel Michael, Candy, before we get to the phone lines?
Not really. It's just that if you need help, call upon him, and he'll be there. It's like any angel or archangel or guide, just call upon him and they are there. But you also have to remember they're not going to stay with you. They have other things to do.
Well, you know, I love that because I had somebody on the show one time say, how come everybody like resonates and says that Archangel Michael's my dude, Gabriel, but you love them all. And how can they be with everybody? Well, they can. They're not just a single entity. They're mass, they're energy. Mm-hmm. So all of us can rock with any one of them at any time. And when we need them, all you have to do is think, I'm calling Archangel Michael, I'm calling Archangel Uriel, I'm calling Archangel Gabriel, and they're right there because their energy can be with everybody at all times. Right. So you know,
I have an example. When I was hurt last year and I was in a lot of pain, I would call upon Archangel Raphael, all healing archangels and all healing angels to come help.
That's right. And you're not the only one hurt. So you have plenty of people calling on them. So my point for everybody is they can be everywhere at all times. So don't get too territorial with them because they do love everybody is what I want to say. Because I always say Gabriel's my dude and I want to rock with Gabriel. But, you know, I know everybody rocks with Gabriel. I have to share him to the whole universe.
Okay, I'm a little bit different. I resonate with Archangel Metatron.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I love Archangel Metatron. I love his twin brother, Sandalphon. So we're going to go over, we're going to do the archangels and the hierarchy of angels. It'll take us probably 52 weeks to do, but we are going to do it. If anybody's in chat.
That's so much.
Yeah. If anybody's in chat, I'm looking to see if there's anybody in chat that has a question about angels. Please let Candy be able to know.
Jules does have a question. Jules in chat, she would like to know what you see around her.
Okay, well, we'll answer Jules's question. I just want to look at anybody have anything to say about the angels. I see something in chat that said, I thought the archangel meant Arcturian, high dimensional beings on the violet ray. I don't know that I can say not, because I believe we're from all different places. And I just feel that the archangels, I love that theory, whoever put it in chat, and I'll be looking for to tell you. I always feel the archangels comes from the exact source. So where is the exact source? That's a good question for everybody. It's in the universe. I don't think it comes from one planet or another, but I think that all of our DNA, and it could be that, you know, all the DNA comes from everywhere. There's only a couple archangels that I know were here on the earth plane. And so I don't know if they were in other planets. So that's a good thing to look at. And I will find that answer out for you, but that is kind of funny.
Jules,
thought about that.
Jules question. Jill's question is, do you see anything around her finding her own place to live?
You know, the first thing that I hear is really crazy, but and I don't talk like this, so it's got to be from one of your archangels or mine. It says, seek and you shall find. Now, I don't use those terms. So to me, when you, it says seek and you shall find, I'm going to have to give you that message, because I feel like if you've been seeking, then you aren't doing or looking in the right place. And if you haven't been, then the question you're asking is that you need to be able to go look further, because if you look, you'll find it. I don't want to get too much further into that, Jules, because that's your message, but seek and you shall find is actually from much higher, you know, than me, because I don't use those terms. Has she been looking? And I'm going to go to the phone lines, but Jules, have you been looking? Okay, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and then I'll come back to Jules in a few minutes. All right, 530, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good.
We are doing fabulous. It's been a busy week. My husband's been sick, so I haven't gotten to anybody yet. But can I ask what you think about Archangel Michael? I know you have something to tell us.
Well, I have a short little story I could tell you. I was camping on Mount Shasta in a tent. It was about 6 years ago. I don't really fit into society very well. So I find myself houseless a lot. And in this situation, I was actually camping on the mountain, which was amazing. And I was with my dog, and it was kind of at the beginning. And I was really nervous and feeling like maybe this, you know, I'm a woman and I'm petite, and maybe this was a dangerous situation. And he came to me in a dream as the white wolf. I had a lucid dream one afternoon when I was sleeping in the campsite. And, you know, Mount Shasta is a very mystical place. And that's when I found out that that was his totem, and how he often appeared to people as a white wolf. So he came to me in that dream, and I felt very safe. And I had many other amazing dreams like that while I camped there. But that was one of the first experiences that let me know, you know, this is going to be okay. You're safe, and just sit back and enjoy the ride. So I see him as he has an amazing sense of humor. Mm-hmm. He loves to play with you. He will, Archangel Michael will send you playful reminders of, you know, that he's around and that life shouldn't be so hard. And I tune into him a lot for protection and for cord cutting ceremonies. And when I
absolutely
have cord cutting with Archangel Michael, I ask Raphael then to send the Emerald Ray to fill in wherever Michael has cut away the cord. So,
you know, I love that, because I have to tell you, and then I'll let Candy make a comment, but I usually, instead of cutting the cords, what I ask Archangel Michael, this is all semantics anyway, is because it's just a ceremony. I ask him to pull it so that there's nothing left in there. And then I ask him to fill it up with the green chakra ray. So isn't it of the heart, that there isn't a space. So I do this. So we do the same thing, but I'm more interested on one is, why do you find yourself homeless? Is it homeless or houseless? Because there's two differences. I'm getting them. Okay.
Because
you
don't know why it keeps happening over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm houseless.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
Yeah, right now I'm in a hotel room. At that point, I was in a tent. It was a little bit of tap dancing there for a while. But I don't fit into society. So, like, holding down a job 40 hours a week and all that. And I can manifest, like, I've been manifesting enough to get by, but like not like, you know, huge amounts of abundance so that, you know, right now the credit cards are maxed out and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm happy. I don't fit in for the most part. So.
You know what's so weird is I don't feel that way about you, Tanya. I feel like you do fit in, but you're not in the right place to fit in. So maybe it's all about, did you ever do, it's called, and I'm having this guy tomorrow come, and he did the same thing for himself, cartography. It's the study of where...
Right. So I recently, I guess this was back in May or April when I made the decision that I was going to move, I tried to contact 3 different astrocartographers and not one of them got back to me. So I don't know what message that was from the universe. I was going to try to, you know, and I have been really meditating, and I thought Sedona was the place to be. It's kind of ejecting me. I didn't feel comfortable when I went back to LA. I just left Denver. Boulder wasn't really, I mean, I feel like there should be some synchronicity and it'll just all fall into place if that's where I meant to
be. I agree with you, Tanya. In fact, I don't, it's not happening yet for a reason. So the thing is, tomorrow, if you call, I've got, he's a great guy, Chris Reck. He just did it for himself. I think he did it. You can do it online and put in certain things, and maybe he can tell you how to find it.
Astro.com has a travel click free interactive thing that you can do with the lines. It's really cool. But all of my strongest points are like on the other side of the world or out in the middle of the ocean. There aren't any in North America at all. So,
well, then maybe you said you were a fish, because else don't say how you could live in the middle of the ocean unless you take a raft
half of
out
my
there.
Planet's in, half of my planets are in fire signs. I think I might extinguish if I was too far out in the ocean.
Because I feel like, and I've got to move on, but I've got, and then you can ask a question, but I've got to tell you what I feel, okay, is that you haven't hit, I'm hearing this song, looking for love in all the wrong places, or whatever that song is, looking for love in all the wrong places. And what I feel is that
they don't like my taste in men at all.
Well, the problem is I feel you're not in the right place for the right time. And I do feel that there is some place that you do belong. I'd like you to explore it. You're really good at your own self is what I'm hearing. And what I also hear is that because you rock with the angels, and you do, ask that white wolf to bring you to place a map out and ask Archangel Michael to send the wolf to where you need to try. Because I believe that there is a place that you're going to find, I hate to say this because maybe you're not looking, but love, money, and success. And it's all in the same area. You just got to find it.
Right.
So,
right. I thought it was in Sedona, and then it's just been like tap dancing, getting kicked out of places illegally, you know, just all sorts of drama. Since I got here.
Have you tried, it's really weird because, I mean, I don't know anything about this. I'm seeing 2 places, and please don't move anywhere because of me. But in fact, I've got 3 across the map that I don't know why they're showing me. One is Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. The other one is Key West. And the other one is somewhere up in close to Alaska. So it's either Seattle, close in that area. So yeah, those are what I'm finding. Yeah. And I feel like you, when you get there, you're going to say, I'm home. Either one of the keys going to Key West, like Marathon Key, Bird Key. I see all the keys being stacked up for you. And then the other ones, if you don't like the climate or that's not something you can do, a big one is out towards Alaska. Portland, Oregon, and I don't know why I'm feeling that way, but I don't think Sedona is where you rock. So is there anything, you know, I mean, and you already know that you can use the angels, you know, to help you. Use your angelic pathway, put a map out and say, Archangel Michael, get your sword and stick. Here's mm-hmm. the four places that I need to try. Tell me mm-hmm. where I'd be the best. And he'll take that. If you want to use him as a white wolf, or ask him to drop a sword and put it in a geographical location. Also, yeah, what's
Portland
coming up.
Portland was amazing for me, but the weather in Portland and also up in Seattle, they're both really strong energy centers for me, being close to those volcanoes and stuff. But the weather just is a little too much for someone with this much fire. It kind of like drowns me, douses me a little bit. And Key West would be amazing because there's that Atlantean temple there underwater.
Yeah, so try them. Yeah, try mm-hmm. them. But anyway, I am going to, it's my pleasure, because I don't feel like you don't belong and that you don't do well mm-hmm. with people. I think it's the people where you might be that you don't fit in. But okay, so you can ask our angel lady sitting here, Candy. Did you have a question for Candy? Or have I answered everything?
I don't know. Candy, do you have anything else to...
What I heard is you're a grid healer. Wherever you go, the grids right. are cleared, healed, right. and are loved.
The weather changes when I get here.
The weather, yeah.
To
so,
where, wow. It's been raining like almost every day since I got here. Same thing. It does. I bring rain and stuff like mm-hmm. it. I can't, I'm not even saying that from a place of ego. I've just 41 years, you know, I've known.
I don't, you don't have to say for me, because I already know you're exactly like another friend of ours. Mm-hmm. She is a grid healer. She drives trucks wherever she goes.
Yes.
She heals
yeah.
and clears the grids.
Yeah, I pretty much travel constantly. That's why I don't really put roots down, and nobody really understands that.
But
geomancing is what I call it. So.
That's the reason you can't put roots down, is because you're a grid healer. You have to go wherever the grids are calling.
Right.
I feel the reason that she's saying Portland is maybe, you know, they're having trouble up there.
Right.
So the grids must be cleared up there.
All right.
So down in Key West, I feel that there's abundant of something that's growing there, the energy that needs to be cleared.
Okay.
So.
Yep. That's amazing.
I need to get a hold of you, Tanya.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Are you in chat? Are you Tesla?
Tesla Muse, yeah.
Okay. I will DM you my phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know she's just like Rosemary, Bonnie. She's there to clear them grids.
Yeah. And what I had, you know, what happened with Rosemary? They took her out of every job she could ever have, and finally, she decided she couldn't stay anywhere. It's the same thing. So she started the thing is, she always wanted to travel, but she never had a place to stay. She never had. I mean, she had friends, and it cost her a lot of money. So what she did is, somebody told her, which is probably an earth angel to her, told her that she needed to work for this company, and they drive trucks. Now, I could uh-huh. never do that. She's college educated, does all that stuff. She loves it. She documents it. It helps heal the grid lines. She doesn't ever have to worry about, now she has no home. She does all of this, and she doesn't have to work in a, you know, office. And she's gone through about three companies. Now she's with a really good company. But, you know, that's if you friend me, you can find her on my Facebook, Rosemary Veritas. I'm not saying that's for you to do, but that's what she had to do. A spirit woke her up, and she's the happiest I've ever seen her, and she's in her 50s. So you've got to find the right place for you. I do feel that one of the places that I mentioned, or actually spirit mentioned, I don't want to take credit for it, you will find happiness for a while. And I do believe there's someone that you need to meet along the way. And I don't know where that is. So it's something you have to figure out. But yeah, get a hold of us, Tanya. I also feel like there's online things that you can do because traveling, as long as you have online, you can make some money and never have to worry about really being in an office or worrying about people. And that's something I can give you. I think Candy already knows what I'm going to say. So we can give that to you, you know, when you write us. So, you know, and that's in spiritual ways. So I can't believe somebody's calling in the show and knowing that I'm on air. So, hey, everybody, I'm on air. Anyway, so I just do want you to know there is a place for you. You are going to succeed in whatever you need to, because you're really, really needed here right now. And that you're happy is wonderful. Happiness will follow happiness is what I'm hearing. So you'll find the place for you.
Okay. If they could just gift me about 20 grand too, that would be really helpful.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if they gift you about 20 grand, well, I'm sure you'd be more than happy to share it with all of us and our callers and listeners, right? Okay. Well, I am going to move on, but Todd, you get a hold of us, and you know, you're a sweet and wonderful and unbelievable soul here. And for Mother Gaia, you are amazing for her. Mm-hmm. And use the abilities that you have, because they will help you succeed in the next place you need to go. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good.
I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. I'll talk to
Bye.
You soon, I hope.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. She's so sweet. You know, there's so many things she can do, and I'm just really excited for her to get where she needs to go. But it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, finding your place when you're a light worker of certain types, like grid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's tough, because you got a lot of grids to grid or whatever to heal. So,
right.
631, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi. Hi. 631. Okay. Well, I'm going to move on, because I don't know what happened to 631 unless she. Candy.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, well, I just want to make sure I wasn't off. 860, you are on Angels, Angels Everywhere. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Victoria.
Victoria?
Yes.
Hi, Victoria. And what
How are you?
Can we... What can you, we're doing absolutely fabulous. What can you tell us about archangels and how you feel about them and who you call to help you?
I wasn't calling for anyone in particular, just kind of whoever reached out, but I did have a specific reason why I was calling.
Okay. So who do you, before you ask the question, so what do you, what angels do you call on, and what do you use them for in your life? Hi, Brenda. I see you.
Just for, you know, honestly, anything. I feel like I'm always calling on my angels to kind of, guide me and to help me get through different things, difficult times, and, you know, thanking them for helping me throughout life and whatnot. I feel like I'm constantly in touch with them.
Oh,
just
that's good.
Around me. Yeah.
So what did you want to ask me and our angel lady here?
I wanted to ask, it's related to my love life. I wanted to ask about a specific man who's in my life right now, who I met this time last year, actually. Just wanted to ask what you see with this relationship in the future, because this particular person actually moved away from me to take a job promotion in another state. And the connection's still very strong. I recently saw him because I was in the state that he lives in. He lives in California now, and I'm in Connecticut. Connection is still very strong, but the distance, of course, you know, is an issue. you know, he's coming home next week to Connecticut for a visit, and I just wanted some guidance into this relationship and just how I should move forward.
Candy, do you want to pick this up?
Well, what I picked up first around Victoria is she has a regalness about her.
Okay.
Actually, Bonnie, I'm going to defer this to you.
Okay.
I'm really not picking up anything about him.
Okay. Well, see, what I'm feeling, Victoria, is really crazy why I wanted to hear what Candy had brought through, and obviously this is what is going to come through, is I feel that either there's going to have to be an ultimatum. Was this an off and on relationship, or was it very strong for, because I feel like they keep showing me off on in how you two are.
Well, once he got the promotion and he moved, we were still in touch from time to time, but not consistently and not as often as we were when he lived, close to me. So yeah, that would make sense, the on and off, because since he's moved, we do keep in touch, but not really as much as we used to. Yeah. So that makes sense.
And I feel that there's going to have to be an ultimate, what's going to end up happening is either it's going to get a fatal, they're showing me it'll be on and off, then on and off. And then the off will be longer than the on, and it'll fade away unless there's an ultimatum. And that means that if you feel really strongly about this relationship and you want to lay it on the line and say, look, you know, I think we've got something and the distance isn't going to help us, you know, but, you know, I need the encouragement to either move out there because he just took this job. So it's not like he's going to leave it or see if this works out, but I need some encouragement here. And if you decide to take that leap of faith, then that would be the only way I see that this relationship will continue. If you don't, I really feel that you are going to, it's going to be more discouraged, because what will happen is you're going to be doing other things. He's going to be doing other things. And I do feel, I keep hearing ultimatum here, ultimatum. So you're going to have to give him an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to do, and have a talk with him when he does come to visit next week. Because when I went to visit him in California, I mean, I went on vacation there and I saw him one of the days, but we were with a group of people, so we couldn't really talk too much about that. But I'm hoping to have that conversation with him when he does come home.
So, well, I can tell you if you... It'll one way or the other, it'll be taken care of. What I hear is the talk has to be done. You have to give him an ultimatum. Otherwise, it's like I said, it's what's going to happen. And I don't feel either one of you will feel good about that. So you need to talk about what's going on. Again, the word ultimatum comes up. And if it is not something you want to hear, then you will know that you have to move on. If it is something you want to hear, then there'll be plans that you're going to have to make in order to keep this relationship. It's all going to be a matter of what you're willing to do, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope that helped you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And call on your angels that you love so much. Call on your angels. Call on, I think, which one is of love? Venus is actually, Venus is in the sky in September. It's going to be in a good, but Venus is in the sky. It's changing and going, it's entering another sign. So it might actually be good for you because that's what they're bringing up. But I can tell you that you need to really get some rose quartz and put it, you know, next to your bed for love and for romance, and see what happens. Because like I said, it's all going to be, it's going to come down to they're telling me you. So go for it. You have nothing to lose.
Well, Victoria, since I wasn't able to pick anything about him, I pulled the card for you. in its law of attraction. Relationships and activities that you once enjoyed are now changing as you become more sensitive and aware of energies. So what I'm picking up is this thing is totally changing in different ways.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a life choice, so they're not showing me which way it's going to go. So what they want you to do is know that they're, I know you're waiting for that, but they're telling me what you need to really look at as an ultimatum, but you need to know one way or the other because your life is kind of in limbo about this. And I feel that when the two of you have this talk, it won't be in limbo anymore. So either you're going to be calling up and saying, okay, how can I find something different? Or you're going to say, I'm going to take that leap of faith and go. And they're not showing me. And usually when they put a wall down in front of me, it means that it is a life path choice they don't want you to see. I can't tell you. If any other psychic pretends to tell you, that's good. Or not pretends, but if they want to tell you, that's good. My guides are saying, no, this is a really big life choice. And it's a life path decision. They don't want you to be told because it's something that it's a major part of your life. So which way you go. So I can't go any further than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like we asked them. It's just like we asked them and they put this thing up and you can't see past it.
They won't only take me so far in that one. Now normally I can see right down the road. But with you, I can't see it because they want you. The ultimatum is important. And the way your life path can either move to the right or left. And they're not going to let you know through a psychic or an intuitive or, you know, somebody that is going to read you because the choice is going to be yours. And it has to be made or seen for the right reason because it will determine what you're going to do with the rest of your life. So that's, you know, call me back. Let me know what happens.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great one thing, though.
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
I know, obviously, you don't see which decision I'm going to make, and I understand that. But do you feel that he wants me to be there, that he really, like, truly cares for me and wants to spend his life with me?
Well, that's what the ultimatum is all about, because I feel that it's slipping. I feel that because there's so much distance and the longer that goes on, the longer it'll slip away. So it just depends on where he is when you ask him and what he wants to do. And that's why they're not showing me, because I don't think it's all up to you that way. I think what's up to you is what you do with the information after. You say.
Okay. I see.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
The only other thing that they're giving me that this is for you, I don't understand that, is bluebells.
I'm sorry?
Bluebells? Those little tiny flowers, bluebells? They're kind of like a wildflower?
I don't know.
You know what? Look them up and see what they mean, because all flowers have a meaning. So maybe she's giving you the meaning, and somewhere in there, there'll be a message for you. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You know, I love to tell people actually who they're going to marry, what they're going to do, who they're going to see, but spirit works in certain ways, everyone. I want everybody to know this. And I'm going to pick you up, Brenda. I haven't talked to you for a while. But anyway, spirit works in different ways. One of the ways is they'll show me a path and they'll have different ways that you can go. But when they throw that wall up, that means it's a major life decision. They don't want they don't want you to know. Not me. They don't want you to know. So they're going to throw down that wall. It's not very often, but when it comes, I can't go past it. Or I won't go past it, actually, because that would mean
that
I was living your life path for you.
Yeah,
okay, I guess who's...
That's like my integrity. If I don't see something, I'm not going to lie and tell you something. fluffy.
Well, I'm glad you let me because I knew what was going to happen. They did show me two ways. I'm just not going to say it. She needs to make that decision, and they told me not to. Brenda!
Hi!
Hi, Brenda.
We are so fabulous, girl. You just disappeared the other day.
Oh, well, I was amazed I got through even when I got through because there was like no coverage the whole way down there. We were on a major highway, but there was just no network coverage at all. So I apologize.
Well, honey,
I felt so bad.
Honey, what? Your mom did everybody. This is Brenda Brand. She's the Brenda Brand of Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. She is actually a reader, a psychic, a everything, a medical intuitive, which I'm so glad you're here right now for, because I have questions for you. But first, what do you think about the angels? What do you think about Archangel Michael? Can you tell anybody about him? What do you think about
him? Archangel Michael. He's the one I call on, when I'm getting ready to do readings, I protect myself with. So he's everything. I use him for everything. I ask him to be with me for everything.
And does he ever say no, Brenda?
No, I've never had him say no.
Well, then
but
he must
I
love
saw a picture.
You.
I saw a picture a long time ago. It was a prayer, a thing that you do, you know, the way you protect yourself before you do readings or use tarot cards, whatever. And the picture was they told you how to protect yourself, and then they showed the mirrors facing outward. In front of each mirror, they had a picture of Archangel Michael holding his sword. And that's how I protect myself. So.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Like
so what
that.
Do? You put the mirrors so you can't see the mirror?
No, because the mirrors face outward to deflect any negativity. So the negativity will just go off the mirror. But with Archangel Michael in front of there, it just protects me all the more.
Oh, I love that. That is fabulous. I'm so glad you had told us that, because everybody needs a little, you know, when I protect myself, I usually ask Archangel Michael to come in and protect me, but I put the ray of Saint Germain over my head and pull down the purple, you know, his purple rays. So everybody does it differently. And I know Archangel Michael is amazing with, you know, we just said, you know what he looks like to me, Brenda? He looks like the King of Swords. Or is it the Princess? Actually, he looks like the not the Page of Swords, but the one on the horse with the big wand, or not wand, but sword. It's the King of Swords, because the King of Swords is sitting, but he reminds me of the one on the horse. So I always think of him when I think of Archangel Michael, because I always think of somebody charging forward, you know?
Yeah, I just look for someone very, you know, I think of someone very, like Candy used the word regal. That's what I, you know, someone very, you know, so high in authority, and, you know, just like there's no getting through him. Let's put it that way. Very protective, and, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Well, let me ask you a question now that you're the medical intuitive, you know, and now you're going to be sad you called, but my husband has shingles and chicken. We can't figure out what else. He's getting spots all over. First, they thought it was bugs. We checked for the house, and there's none. And what he thinks is, and it's really bad, he's on medicine. He thinks it might be chicken pox plus shingles, which is the same virus.
Ooh, ouch. Well, I've got to tell you what I wrote down for you while you were talking here, and because I felt like, and I wrote you down, but Bonnie, but I'm you know, going to throw it out here for either one of you, this could be your husband even. A headache, a bad headache on the back of the my head. Then also ear pain. On that same side, it's like on the right side, and I wanted to know if anybody was going to the doctor because I felt like somebody needed to go to the doctor.
And then adrenal glands. I'm hearing somebody's adrenal glands are off. So I was thinking more toward Bonnie, but everybody's adrenal glands are probably off. But Bonnie, yours may be a little worse just due to the pressure of not feeling well.
Okay, because I am taking medicine, I think, that are my hormones for the adrenals. So I you could be right. But, you know, what's funny is he has a spot on his head. And it was funny because last night I said, do you have any spots in your ear? And he said, no. Isn't that crazy? And you just brought up his ear and his head?
Yeah, because I wrote that down. And then also, like, on that same side in my cheek area, my cheek hurts really bad.
Yeah, and his cheek looked bright red. So I don't know what to do, because do you feel like it's chicken pox and shingles?
Well, I had chicken pox and German measles together at the same time. So I know those viruses can, like, jump on like that.
But what's weird is he's not sick. He only feels itchy and pain. He's not got a fever, you know, he doesn't feel like down in the weather. He was tired when it first came out, but it's like the ninth day. You'd think it would stop, but it just keeps coming out. So that's what I was going to ask. Do you feel like he's going to get better, like, soon?
Well, I psychically, I almost feel like it isn't those two things. But those two viruses can piggyback, I would think, just because, you know, that they...
Well, psychically, what are you getting? What are you getting psychically?
I'm getting a stress factor, and that's just how I heard it, stress factor. But I think he probably does have some sort of...
Well, that's how shingles comes out, is with stress. So, yeah,
stress,
he's got
okay.
some stress.
Is it?
But the
okay.
other
I didn't
spot...
Know. I didn't know what caused shingles. So, okay, so... So stress
a low immune system. And what happens is stress lowers your immune system, which actually then causes the shingles. I know nobody probably wants to hear this on air, but if you're all looking at shingles and it's a really big problem, I've just got my shot. So if anybody is rampant around and you don't want to get it. So they do give it in Walgreens or CVS. Your insurance covers it if you have insurance. And you don't even need you don't need any doctor's prescription over the age of 50. So if I was, and it lasts, my husband says it'll last about 4 years, although they tell you it's a lifetime. So just know that every 4 years you're going to have to get it.
Does he feel does his head feel funny? Like it throbs from the inside out?
I would say yes, because he has a lot of headaches. So I'm going to say now he is taking medicine, so it could be from the medicine too. He's taking an antiviral.
Because it feels to me like even all around my head, but my ears really bothering me. So you may want to look in his ear or see if he has anything. But it feels to me I'm going to make the noise how I'm seeing like a vroom, vroom. That's kind of the way the inside of my head feels like it's pounding and beating on and off, like with every heartbeat almost.
Wow. So, well, honey, can you pick up what it is, and is it going to go away?
I think so, but I think it's going to take a while to go away. It's going to go away, yeah, but I think it'll take a while. He needs to take it easy. I feel like he's very antsy. He wants to get going. And he's going to have to take it easy to heal. Maybe
yes.
His adrenals are off because, you know, if shingles causes, you know, if nerves, when your nerves are on edge, your adrenals are off. So you should maybe have him look at his adrenals too.
Yes, only if I could. You do know he's a surgeon and he's not looking at anything of his. That's probably why he got the shingles to begin with. So
probably.
We just can't figure out what the other spots are. So if anybody in chat, if there's any psychics or anybody in there that can feel, my husband has spots all over, which shingles runs a dermatome. So, which means that it goes down a big nerve root. So it doesn't just appear in just spots. that's how chickenpox does. They just appear. So he's got the big dermatome, and now he's got spots appearing everywhere. So.
Wow. Ah! That sounds like a virus. I mean, it sounds like another virus on top of it.
Yeah, but what? I mean, that's what we can't figure out. And usually if you do, you get very sick. So he doesn't have a fever. He doesn't have, like, he's not sick. It just itches. Terrible. So, I don't know, you know.
There's a message in chat that says, take all of this Max olive leaf extract for viruses, yeast, mold, and fungus. She said, olivus.com. Might be better. Find a kid with wild chicken pox and get exposed to the natural virus. She said his body is overloaded with toxins. It's not one virus or disease. He needs to clean up his diet and his body.
Wow. Okay. So, maybe it's the medicine he's taking.
Yeah, that's from Tesla Muse. Is her name. And
oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, Tesla's what she just was on the air, and I just adore her. Yeah, and so thank you, Tesla, because I just don't know what else to do. You know,
and Tesla, I agree with you. I am not a big fan of vaccines or big pharma either, so I'm right along with you there. So
yes. But. Well, do you know what? Tell her I'm married to a 3D man. who believes in surgery and medicine and not the natural way. So I'm kind of, you know, like he doesn't love medicine either, but you know, when he doesn't, and when he will pretend he's not sick. So that's the problem with, you know, him right now. And if I could get something, like he actually did soak in a bath, which I was shocked. He actually soaked in like an Aveeno bath because I went to the pharmacy and got like organic oatmeal, you know, put him in that, but it didn't touch him. So, you know, so I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't touch you. Then what else could it be? And then, it, you know, it could be like measles. I mean, you know, who knows with these, all the diseases are coming back because they thought that it gives you a natural immunity for life, but we're living long. So like how, you know, now they're giving kids a booster of that MMR at 15. Remember when they had it at like 6 months and 1 month and stuff? Because it's not lasting. So who knows what this is? I just wanted to make sure if anybody has a clue that we can get a name to it. Like if it's chickenpox and we know how to treat it, if it's measles, mumps, or rubella, you know. Are you picking up anything like name-wise?
Am I picking up anything what?
Name-wise. Like, we know he has shingles.
No, I'm not picking up a name. Mm-mm.
Okay. So, no.
But
so.
There is someone they said you should pick up. It's, her name is Christy. Her book is Alive with Tomorrow's Medicine with Essential Oils.
Ah, that's Eileen. Hi, Eileen. Thank you. That's from Caribbean. We have some great people in chat. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful souls in there. So yeah, thank you, Eileen. I think that, you know, it's going to be so hard to do this with somebody who's not, or claims he's not spiritual. So how else have you been? How was your trip?
It was great. It was, we stayed right on a Civil War battlefield. And there was still Civil War trenches on the battlefield, so I walked the whole place. I also got to have lunch. I don't know if you guys have seen Ghosts of Shepherdstown, but I also got to have lunch with one of the stars of Ghosts from Ghosts of Shepherdstown. So it was an awesome show. I loved it. Yeah.
Well, did you find any residual or any ghosts that you ran into?
Oh, all over. Everything's Civil War. I mean, everything, even the Shepherdstown, like, goes back into, like, the 1700s. So it's very old, and it's just an awesome little town, though. If you ever get to go there, it's really great.
And what did you do? Were you doing ghost hunting, or what were you doing there?
No, we were, well, Michelle's boyfriend lives down there, so we took her down to her boyfriend, and And we camped there because we, in our trailer, we just camped and our RV, and then we stayed at the campgrounds that which is on the Civil War battlefield, and then we just went around to the different little towns around there that have that are steeped in history with Civil War and things like that. So it was fun, my kind of thing, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, did you see anything like any special, you know, effects? Did you run into any souls that you either had to release or, you know, I believe it's just all residual or anybody who's there who needed your help? Or do you remember anything? Did you touch the spirit world while we were there, or you just kind of watched?
No, well, actually, I was walking down the street. One touched me. I know that. I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden, I was like, I almost fell right over, taken literally off my feet. I got so dizzy, and it was like somebody just smacked me in the head and knocked me over. I went to fall. I grabbed my husband. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I almost fell over. And there was nothing to make me fall or to make me dizzy. And then I was, like, real disoriented afterwards, so... I don't know. So that one, it definitely touched me, but.
Well, did you walk through it or did you touch a scene? Cause they're showing me like, did you walk through a spirit and that's what was disoriented, or were you hit like on the battlefield?
I think I was probably hit. Or I just walked through. Well, I'll tell you what I felt when I went through it is that something happened to somebody right there, and they're constantly replaying it, and I just happened to walk through it right at the moment they were replaying it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I picked up too. So, yeah. In fact, it was really weird because what I see is it was a short cannon. I can't explain it to you, like a short, you know, you ever see them, like the real short ones that they put mm-hmm. the musket stuff in? And all I know is as soon as you said you felt disoriented and you were like on a trip over something, I felt that there was, in front of you was this tiny little cannon. I can't, it's thick, but it's not, it's short. It's not a big, long cannon. So I saw this kind of, I don't know what kind of weapon it was, but it was very interesting. And
that was in Harper's Ferry. So there was, you know, they had battles, all kinds of battles in that area there. So.
Yeah, that is so cool. Who went with you?
Mike, my husband and my daughter, but she was with her boyfriend, you know, a lot. So it was him and I that kind of just went around and did stuff. So it was fun.
Wow. That is so much fun, Brenda. Well, you know what, honey? I just wanted to ask, do you have any question? You need to ask a question of my angel lady here. And you haven't spoken to Candy.
I know. Hi, Candy. How are you?
Hi, Brenda. I'm doing good. I want to ask you, do you have an anniversary upcoming? Some kind of anniversary?
No, one that passed. Oh, my husband's birthday is this week.
Okay. They brought that up, and they said something about somebody's throat is hurting.
Oh, mine? Because I wake up in the morning with a sore throat. Yes.
You need to clean your throat chakra out because there's something that you haven't said you want to say, or it's from something that's passed that you didn't get to say what you wanted to, but it needs to be cleared out.
Okay.
this is going to sound funny. I see witches' hats and they're dancing.
Oh, I witches? Always see her with the witches' hat on.
That are dancing?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know what's so funny about that is I'm working a psychic fair on October 29th, and it's in
Halloween.
Yes. Well, and I have a hat that I decorate my table with, and it's a witch's hat, and the hat has like legs on it.
Oh my God. I mean, get off. That is hysterical. Oh my goodness gracious. You are just something else, Candy. So that is wild.
When they were showing me this, they were also showing me Anne. So is Anne gone too?
Yes, we're both going, and this is another thing. Her and I, we made, each of us made a witch's hat, which we'll be wearing that day, and we decorated them with, like, I have crows on mine and all kinds of stuff, so we, well, I'll have to send you pictures so you can see them, but they're,
they're also talking about a witch's ball.
It actually, no, it's not. It just happens to be in a small college town. It's actually where my daughter goes to college, and it's the it's one of the biggest Halloween celebrations in the country, actually. And well, we're working a psychic fair there.
Maybe the spirits consider that like a ball because it's,
ball.
You know, having a ball or something like that. There's
Could
a lot
be.
Of witches, you know. That's what they were bringing out.
That's so funny. I love it. The hat, the minute you said dancing hat, I thought of that hat because I was, I've been thinking about how I want to decorate the table, and I definitely wanted to put that because the way the hat sits and the way I put my sign up on the table, it just all kind of goes together. It's so funny you picked that up.
This is a perfect example of spirit giving you something you don't know what you're talking about, but you have to say it because it does mean something to the other person.
Right. Absolutely. That is wild.
There's a Mary Lou in chat, and she's saying, is she saying Shepherdstown? And yes, I was saying Shepherdstown. She went to college there, she said. It's a college town, Shepherdstown is. West Virginia.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Mary Lou, we love that. Well, so go ahead and ask Candy, since Candy brought you anything else you're picking up, Candy, before she actually asks you something.
No, that's what I wrote down while you guys were talking.
That's wild, Brenda.
I know, isn't that crazy? I guess I just wonder if my business is going to pick up or not pick up, but just kind of, well, pick up. Yeah. We can always use more money. Also my daughter's leaving, for 6 weeks for California. I just want to make sure she's going to be okay. And I think
she's
going to
be, everything's going to be okay with her. What I'm picking up about the business is I'm seeing you and your mother in this doing more fairs.
Okay.
And I just see you going from fair to fair to fair to fair, and then this is going to be bringing in other businesses, you know, like at home for readings.
Mm-hmm.
But these fair things, they're saying, are a good way to get your name out there verbally.
Mm-hmm.
In this area of where you live. That's what they're giving me.
Okay.
And please
We have
and
about
please get your throat four. Taken care of. Yeah.
Are you having trouble there? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think do you think I picked something up while I was there?
No, I just feel it's like what I said. There was something you wanted to say, but you didn't say it. You kept it in, and it stuck there in your throat.
Well,
so what I'm seeing is like a big kitty cat fur ball, and you wanted to go pet with it.
Okay. Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is I need to talk to, but I do have a girlfriend that's in the process of, she's in the latter stages of cancer. And
breast cancer?
Well, it's everywhere. I don't know that it's, she's actually in a coma right now. She's in hospice. It's bad. I mean, it's really bad.
Even before the show started, they brought to me breast cancer and cancer, that somebody was going to be bringing up cancer. And they said to have faith and pray for them. They, you know, I don't see death or anything, but still need to pray for her and send out the healing energy and stuff.
It's not me, is it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Make sure.
No.
No.
Okay. No. Hers is everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah.
Well, what they showed me was breast cancer, and they said all cancer. So, you know, you know how it is. Sometimes they show you something to get your little mindy at a point of what they want you to see.
Right. Right.
So it was just like a symbol.
Well, and you know, the reason I brought that up is only because I felt like there was some things that we should have talked about, you know,
that we're
not going to get to talk about. So, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what that is too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so my turn. Or did I have a turn?
No.
I don't remember.
No.
You can always telepathically tell her. I feel like you do need to go see her and before she passes. And you can telepathically tell her, because I feel like you know that that's the biggest, strongest bond is when they're in that way station, you know, where they're not really here and not there yet. So I feel that if you go and telepathically talk to her about everything, she'll telepathically answer you and you'll feel much better. So,
well,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I had a dream about her while we were gone. I had a dream about her, and I carried on this big conversation with her. And in the dream, there was a baby, and I thought, I wondered if they were going to find something to help her. That's what I was hoping. But I think what it was is she's going to be reborn in her daughter's child. Yeah, I think that.
Yeah.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I feel there's another symbol to that baby. But yeah, maybe that's why I saw you telepathically talking to her. Because what I hear is either she got the message or she'll get the message. So so maybe that last bit of your throat, when did that start hurting?
When I got home. I never had a problem when I was away. When I got home, that's when it started.
And when did you have that conversation with her telepathically or in your dream?
Thursday. Let's see, when did I get home? It would have been Thursday.
Is that when you got home? Is that before your throat?
The day
or
the day before? Yeah, the day before I got home. And then when I woke up Saturday morning, my throat was hurting. Excuse me.
Right. Well, my throat was hurting. I feel that it's all linked in together. So, but I still would take stuff. You can have, there's some kind of spray they're showing me that you can spray in your throat.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I've been using an immune. I just used it this morning actually, because I would, if it was a virus, I wanted to head it off, but it's an immune spray. It's a homeopathic immune spray that I use. So,
yeah.
I was using that. Well, so I'll continue that.
Yeah, because that's what they're showing that you're doing. As far as your business, what they said really quickly was your business already has picked up. So I think if you look it back, that it is picked up. And what they're showing me is your business will, you know, then they're, your business, you're talking about your intuitive business, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
I feel that, do you belong to a paranormal group?
No, I have my own, but I mean, I used to belong to one, but I have my own.
I feel there's a paranormal group you need to look into around town, and they could use your help. That's one of the things I'm hearing. And I feel that there's business that you're going to get from there. But I also see that you have, that your home parties will start picking up probably the month of September, October, November. Better in November through mid-December. So I feel that you're going to look at this year as the last half of the year from June on. You're going to find that you actually made more money than you ever did. That's what they're telling.
Yep, that's probably about right. And then while we're on that subject, Bonnie, Mom and I are coming to Florida, so we need to talk to you about that too.
Yay! All right. We can talk about it. I'm so excited. I finally get to meet you in person. Are you kidding?
I know, right?
Well, Susan was thinking of coming down too, but you know, she's all over the board there with what she can and can't do. So hopefully she'll be able to come because she's supposed to be visiting someone too in Tampa also. So maybe we can all coordinate it where we all can. Can you imagine that, Candy? All of us together, we're going to raise a roof somewhere.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
One last thing, Brenda. Yes. Do you and Anna have witches' brooms?
Do we have witches' brooms?
Yes.
No. Uh-uh. Why?
Well, get on them and ride them.
I'm seeing little witches on brooms flying around.
Aw, like a decoration or?
No, like witches.
I don't know.
Well, listen, I always told you that I saw you in the movie Coven. Okay, so if anybody wants to see this movie called, it's the American Horror Story. I my stomach wants to cry every time. My husband made me watch it. And, you know, of course, I didn't like any of them except Coven. And it's kind of gory in some aspects, but the scene that I see, and I think I told you this, Brenda, is at the end when they're all standing on redoing the witch's school. I saw you, your mom, Susan, and me standing on the steps, and Susan was one of those. You were standing there, and you were looking at all the hundreds of students that were coming. That's the scene I get when I see you guys. So maybe that's why. And in a past life, I'm sure that's what you were, and I'm sure that's what you rocked. I'm sure that's what you did in many lifetimes, and not just one. But maybe that's why Candy's picking them up. Maybe you were brought up in that little witch's stuff.
Maybe, you know? I don't know. That's funny because years ago I went to a psychic and he was doing a palm reading for me and he said that I was burned at the stake as a witch.
Well, probably many more times than just one, although I don't know if they even had that era for that long. But you were definitely a witch more times than one. So maybe you were only caught once, you know, then they had the Piscean era where we were all having to justify. Even I think midwives were witches. So, you know, it was just a crazy time, but you were definitely doing stuff. So maybe that's what you're picking up, Candy.
It could be. It's just every time I see Annabelle and I see her, I see little witches.
I do too.
Witches, it doesn't have to be bad witches. It doesn't have to be good witches. It's just witches.
The only thing I can tell you is everybody, please download. I mean, I'm not, you know, I hate some of the gory parts, but go look at the movie Coven by, you know, American Horror Story. And that's what you guys remind me of.
Well, you know what? When that was out, I always wanted to see that, but I didn't catch the beginning of it. Is it on Netflix?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Okay, because I had been waiting and waiting for it to come to Netflix. I'm going to have to watch it now because I always wanted to see the Coven. That's the only one of the American Horror Stories I wanted to see was the Coven. So
yeah,
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm going to tell you, it is so – whoever wrote that or whoever had help writing that definitely had some help from – past life witches, let me tell you. So it was pretty interesting. If anybody out there in our blog talk land has seen it, you know, I just want to create a story, but this wasn't, people win awards. I mean, they won awards at that, what's her name? Won an award for the last one. The girl with the white hair, you know, Lady Gaga, she won an award for the last one. I'm like, what hotel? I mean, I just can't even understand this. But watch Coven. You have to watch it. It is on Netflix. You have to, I think, you know, we had to pay for it or whatever to download it. But it, so it's if you do Netflix, but let us know. We have 60 seconds. I want to thank everybody. Brenda, I love you. It's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. My Candy girl.
Thank you, Bonnie, for bringing me on. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brenda.
Candy girl. Candy girl, you're always right on the money, and you know the angels rock and sing with you. So thank you. Next time, we promise we're going to go over those, what are they, the nine levels or the nine levels of angels, and we're going to go through each one of them. We'll start with the first three, and if there's anybody, and we'll start with another archangel also. I want to thank everybody in chat. You are wonderful, and everyone that called. Tomorrow we have Chris Reck, Minnow Pond, you astrologist and a card reader, and you are going to love him. So please tune in at 1 o'clock to Bonnie Albers on air with Chris Reck. Thanks again, Candy, my love, angel wings and kisses to you. And everyone, this is the end of the show. Bye.
Bye.